Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Relationship Talks. I am your host, Laurie Brooke, and together we will get to take a look at what goes on behind closed doors. Today, we're talking about changing how we show up. You might be sitting there thinking, what in the world does she mean when she talks about changing how we show up? Changing our clothes, changing our personality. What in the world does that actually mean? If you listen to episode 42, where I spoke about who are you. So in one of our last solo episodes, it was all about who are you. And one of the things I mentioned there was the three C's, and not coffee, chocolate, and cocktails, but the three C's of choice, chance, and change. You've got to make the choice to take the chance to create change. And that is what I mean when I talk about changing the way you show up. I'm not asking you to wave a magic wand and change your personality overnight, but this is about creating a different version of you, leveling up, if you want to put it that way, or creating the version of you that you're happy with, that you're at peace with, that is the best version of you. And there's not many people who can actually say they're at a point in their life where they are 100% happy with that they're showing up as the best version of them all the time, right? I feel like that's a ever-growing, ever-changing dynamic, and we will always strive to get there. But whether we reach that goal or not, I don't know. I doubt as human beings, because we are prone to mistakes, that we will ever achieve that, but it's something that we should always strive for, to be the best versions of ourselves. So what does it actually mean when I talk about changing who you are or changing the way that we show up? So it's about our mindset. And I don't want you to check out just because I mentioned that word, but I want you to really think about what that means. And in a relationship, mindset is really interesting concept, because often we are in a relationship wanting the other person to create our happiness, to create the love, to create the joy and the excitement for us. But what happens if we flip that and all of a sudden become responsible for our own happiness, our own joy, our own love, our own excitement? What impact does that have on our relationships? Have you ever tried that? Have you ever wondered if, instead of asking the other person to be responsible for that for you and you did it yourself, what that would mean? It's a really interesting concept, or I found it really interesting when I first came across it. And it took some time to actually ponder and really reflect how I have been showing up in my relationship and what I have been expecting. And there are certainly times when I fall back into old habits, but when you can change what you expect and all of a sudden become responsible for all of that yourself, the dynamic in your relationship changes. You start to feel more content and more at ease and more vulnerable. And you also can feel more peaceful, because you're not waiting to be happy or to find the joy or find the excitement from someone else. You're already creating that for you. You're in a relationship purely for the love, the support, the security, the companionship, the partnership. Changing how we show up in a relationship really creates a new playing field for us. It lifts the burden of other people. It lifts the burden off the relationship. And it allows that relationship to be more playful and to have this new fun dynamic. So if that's something that you really want to change and create in your relationship, I really encourage you to come and join me in my online relationship program, Relationship Reset, because you don't need both of you. You can do this yourself. It is fun. It is exciting. It is challenging, but it will help you to implement those three C's. Choice, chance, and change. Make the choice to take a chance and create the change. Remember, the choice is yours. Make today and every day the very best it can be. And I will see you next time for another episode of Relationship Talks. I'm Laurie Brooke from The Relationship Architect. Bye for now. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Relationship Talks. If you can, I would love for you to jump on and leave a review. And whilst you are at it, don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please join me again next week when we get to take a look behind closed doors at someone else's relationship. But until then, I am your host, Laurie Brooke, and remember, the choice is yours, so make today and the week the very best it can be.